Welcome to this introduction to The Gift by Dave Flores. It has been directed for the Park Theatre by Adam Megiddo. The Park Theatre's audio describe performance will be on Thursday the 13th of February at 7:30 p.m. There will be a touch tour at 6:30 p.m. The performance lasts for 2 hours and 10 minutes, including a 20-minute interval, and will be audio described by Cordy Morrison. Please note that this performance contains strong language and scene changes where the stage is in blackout for up to 1 minute. Scene changes are accompanied by loud rock music. The following introduction will take about 8 minutes to listen to and includes information about and descriptions of the set, characters, and costumes. All show introductions are available as both an audio file and a text document in the What's On section of the Park Theatre website. The story takes place over a number of weeks in the present day, in Colin Hughes' sleek, modern flat, which is open to us as we enter. A slender, rectangular arch of neat, greyish-brown brick frames the sides and ceiling of the space, as if the building's outer wall has been cut open to reveal the flat inside. We, the audience, surround three sides of the flat's main room, an open-plan kitchen, living room, and entrance hall. On the far left of the room is a dark grey door to the bathroom and the start of a corridor leading to the rest of the flat. On the far right of the room is the front door. Although open plan, the different living areas of the flat are subtly distinguished by level, with the living room positioned about 15 centimetres lower than the kitchen and entrance hall. The elongated step which this creates between the two levels is trimmed with a slim aluminium threshold, and the floors are a bland grey wood-affecting laminate. Stretching across most of the living room floor is a plush rectangular rug, also grey, but in a slightly paler shade. On the left-hand side of the tidy, minimalist living room is a large, taupe, L-shaped sofa. A circular, charcoal-coloured coffee table sits in front of it and is home to a few unremarkable items: a newspaper, a glass, a small trinket bowl. An identical side table holding an unfussy chrome lamp flanks the sofa's right side. In the far right corner of the living room is a modern slate grey armchair and a low darkwood side table. Behind the living room area is the kitchen, which is fitted in a similarly functional style, with clean white built-in cupboards, a matching fridge freezer, and white kitchen units with dark grey countertops. A variety of typical kitchen appliances and utensils adorn the counters: a kettle, a toaster, a set of knives, all in shades of chrome and monochrome. Behind a black wire fruit basket is some brown paper packaging, which has recently been discarded. Like the sofa, the kitchen counters also form an L shape, this time on the right-hand side of the room. The foot of the L-shaped counter acts as a breakfast bar, complete with a single, grey bar stool. To the right of the L-shaped counter is the small entrance hall for the flat, an open, square space with a wall-mounted coat rack and two long windows with slatted metal blinds. A leafy artificial plant resides in a black pot stand next to the windows, and the front door is set into the flat's right-hand wall. At present, the main room is bathed in soft indigo light, with the notable exception of a large, square cake box, white and wrapped with a pink ribbon, which sits on the edge of the L-shaped kitchen counter, lit by a tight, bright spotlight. The flat's sole resident and the recipient of the story's titular gift is Colin Hughes, a white man in his early 40s. He is 6 foot tall with a medium build and mid-length pale brown hair with a side parting, although a bald spot has started to peek through. His greying beard is trimmed close to his oval-shaped face, which alternates, along with his behaviour, from frenetic expressiveness to listless inertia. This changeable mood is conveyed most keenly through his sharp blue eyes. When we first meet Colin, he is barefoot, rumple-haired, and dressed in a pair of stained brown tracksuit bottoms and a threadbare navy t-shirt with the slogan, "Save Ferris," across the chest in grey capital letters. He later adds a vibrant red and teal flowered dressing gown to this ensemble, the back of which reveals an anime cartoon of a fox-headed warrior. When in better spirits, Colin dresses smartly, in dark blue jeans and a collared blue or navy shirt. In lower spirits, he resorts to stained blue boxer shorts and a matching t-shirt, and a beige hooded dressing gown. Colin's sister, Lisa, shares his bright blue eyes and expressive face, but with higher cheekbones and significantly lower levels of mania. In her late 30s, she is a svelte, professional woman of average height, with shining pale brown hair pulled back in a neat, low bun. She wears delicate gold jewellery and loose but chicly cut clothing, such as smart, wide-legged belted trousers and oversized shirts or jumpers. On her first appearance, she wears a fitted white t-shirt and loose khaki blazer over a pair of flowing forest green suit trousers with a tan brown belt and matching suede court shoes. She moves with calm consideration, although moments of high emotion occasionally reveal shades of her brother's more animated manner. Lisa's partner, Brian, also white and in his early 40s, completes the trio. He is over 6 foot and of solid build, with a tidily groomed dark brown beard and hair, which is cut short at the back and sides. Despite a relaxed, mirthful demeanour, his deep-set, bluish-grey eyes are doleful beneath his thick, brown eyebrows. Nevertheless, he strolls around the flat with easy confidence and dresses with the same energy, typically pairing a plain, warm-shaded jumper, jacket or hoodie with a darker-coloured jean or trouser, and smart white or brown sneakers. He first appears in black jeans, white sneakers and a light green jumper, paired with a lightweight khaki bomber jacket. Cast and production credits. Colin is played by Nicholas Burns. Lisa by Laura Haddock. Brian is played by Alex Price. The set and costume design is by Sarah Perks. The lighting design is by Dave Howell. The composer and sound designer is Amanda Priestley. The Gift is written by Dave Flores and directed by Adam Megiddo. Please note that before the start of the second half, there will be a brief description of some small changes within the set.